This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. I'm Cisco Cotto. These are the top stories on News Radio WBBM. Baseball giant Hank Aaron, who set the standard for power in the pre-steroid era, has died. A special report from CBS News is next. Entrepreneur Friday, a Chicago businessman, takes his idea for a new crunchy snack into the Shark Tank. More restaurants coming back to life as pandemic restrictions ease. WBBM Business, the Dow down 97, NASDAQ is down 12, and the S&P is down 7 points, oil down 1.3%. We have sunshine in Chicagoland. Right now, 18 at O'Hare, 19 degrees downtown. The wind chill makes it feel like just 5 degrees.
CBS News special report. Baseball legend Hank Aaron, who broke Babe Ruth's career home runs record, has died. On April 8, 1974, Aaron, playing for the Atlanta Braves, smacked the record-breaking 715th homer. Vin Scully described the excitement.
As Aaron circled the bases, the Dodgers on the infield shook his hand. And that was a memorable moment. Aaron is being mobbed by photographers. He is holding his right hand high in the air.
Correspondent Steve Futterman.
Aaron ended his career with 755 home runs. He remained baseball's career home run leader until 2007. Aaron was passed by Barry Bonds, but with questions about Bonds' use of performance-enhancing drugs, many still viewed Aaron as the real king.
The 86-year-old made his last public appearance 2.5 weeks ago when he received the COVID-19 vaccine. He wanted to let Black Americans know it was safe. CBS News Special Report. I'm Matt Piper.
Money conversation that pays a big dividend. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
The Noon Business Hour presented by Republic Bank of Chicago. Markets slightly lower. The Dow down 98, NASDAQ down 12, and the S&P is down 7 points. Let's see what's going on. Jim Awad is here, Senior Managing Director at Clearstead Advisors, LLC, based in New York. Jim, what do you make of what you're seeing on Wall Street today?
You know, I think there was some disappointment with IBM and Intel earnings, combined with the fact of fear of the vaccine distribution continuing to be slow, and new variants for the virus, and questions as to whether the vaccines we've developed will be as effective on the new variants as the original virus. And I think that combination is just giving you a little bit of pause after a period where you've had an exceptional period in the markets.
The moves, Intel and IBM, the fact that they are really moving these indexes, does it just show you how one or two stocks that are heavily weighted can really make it seem like there's a bigger problem on any given trading day?
Yeah, the market cap weighted indices can be influenced by a small number of stocks, but ultimately the fundamentals prevail, and most investors look at the advanced decline line, look at the unweighted indices to see how they did relative to the weighted indices. So yes, they can have a short-term distortive effect, but most professional investors look through that. Going forward, we have a lot more earnings reports to come. We have to see how Congress treats Mr. Biden's stimulus proposal, see how the impeachment goes. There's going to be some volatility over the next couple of weeks. But the big picture is we will get the vaccine out. There's plenty of liquidity in the economy. And even if the opening up of the economy is delayed a little bit in the back half of the year, we should be in pretty good shape. So I think weakness is to be bought.
Often you have markets waiting for some sort of a catalyst, something that really makes the markets move forward. Is that what's going on now before we see another significant jump? And if so, what could it be that would make Wall Street feel confident enough to do that?
Yeah, well, the first thing would be approval of the Biden stimulus proposal, which is not at all guaranteed. He's getting a lot of pushback on it, but I think the markets are rooting for it. And then some tangible news on improving the vaccine distribution. I mean, it's very difficult to get a vaccine in this country. And if you don't get a vaccine, you can't go to restaurants, you can't travel, you can't go on cruises. So while the factory side of the economy has held up well, the services side has really had a very difficult time. So those are the two catalysts I'd be looking for, are vaccine distribution and budget stimulus.
What are you looking for? You touched on earnings reports. What are you looking for specifically when it comes to the tech sector and earnings? Are we expecting that in any way the pandemic is continuing to help them, or there's just natural growth anyway?
I think all of the above. I think you're going to have a good response from the new tech companies that are benefiting from the change in our living patterns due to the virus, because you really haven't had a lot change, and they are changing the world. And while you've pulled forward some demand, they are secular growers. I think on balance, the earnings season should be respectable, but it's the forward-looking outlook that's going to be important. We want to see what companies are saying relative to how the slow rollout of the vaccine is that affecting their business? Is it pushing out the time frame where they see a strong recovery in earnings, which are definitely expected for the third and fourth quarter of next year?
Thanks so much. Good analysis as always. Jim Awad, Senior Managing Director at Clearstead Advisors. Up next, Entrepreneur Friday, turning eggs into snack chips.
The best daily deal in Chicago, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's Entrepreneur Friday on the Noon Business Hour, sponsored by the Artisan Electronics Group. In this segment, we're looking at a snack innovation that has its roots in Chicago. Joining us on the ComEd Energy Efficiency Business Line, Nick Hamburger, co-founder of Quavos here in Chicago. You can find them online at Quavos, Quevos.com. Nick, it is good to have you on the show. For people who've never heard of it, why don't you help us understand what you're doing?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. So Quavos are the world's first ever chips made out of egg whites. They were invented by Zach, my co-founder, who's a diabetic and always needed to eat low carb. So they're high protein, low carb, very healthy chips.
And the thing everyone wonders, how do they taste?
They taste great. Not like eggs at all. Actually, it's kind of hard to believe they're made out of egg whites, but we have different flavors. So whatever flavor you've got, it's kind of a very strong and bold flavor.
And are these available pretty much anywhere that people would buy chips? Is it limited distribution right now? Because that's obviously pretty difficult to break into.
Yeah. You know, we're still a young company, but we do have about 1,000 retail stores we're in. In the Chicago area, we're in all of the Illinois Whole Foods stores, also in Vitamin Shop. And then you can also get them online on our website or Amazon.
Now, you are going to be on Shark Tank tonight on Channel 7 at 7 o'clock. Tell us about that experience of actually going before the sharks. Got to be at least a little unnerving.
Yeah, it was definitely the most nerve-wracking moment of our lives, and your heart's pounding and racing. But after the first minute or two, I think we settled in a little bit more, and the adrenaline was pretty amazing. But one of the most memorable experiences of my life, for sure.
What was it like in the age of COVID going to do that? I have to admit, it's not like you know, normally would be on a TV show.
Yeah, no, it was pretty intense, the protocols they had. So we had to take 3 COVID tests over the course of the 2 weeks prior to taping. And then we had to quarantine in our hotel room for 8 days right before the show. So we could not leave our room for over a week, but it actually was great because it gave us a ton of time to practice.
Yeah, because that's what you're doing, right? You're rehearsing your pitch. That's what you're doing in the hotel.
Yep. We spent about 5 hours a day practicing the pitch and the question and answer, and then 3 hours a day watching episodes just to get inspiration.
And I would ask you how you did, but you'd probably get in trouble if you told me, right, before the broadcast?
Yeah, they have a pretty intense confidentiality agreement. So all I can say is it should be a fun episode, and we'll have to just see what happens tonight.
Well, since this is an entrepreneur segment, talk to entrepreneurs out there who are listening, maybe give a word of advice, especially about the fact that you didn't just decide to do a different type of potato chip. You went completely different and came up with your own thing.
Yeah. You know, I think the biggest thing I've learned is something a lot of successful entrepreneurs will say, but it's just be really focused on your product and making sure it's meeting a need. You know, in our case, everyone loves chips, but most chips are super unhealthy. So we got, even before we were selling, everyone was excited about our idea because, you know, who doesn't want to eat a delicious snack that's also really good for you? So as long as you have a product that is filling a need that a lot of people want, you know, it helps you avoid a lot of mistakes.
Well, good luck to you. I look forward to seeing how it goes tonight. That is Nick Hamburger, co-founder of Quavos. They are a snack chip made from egg whites. Website, you can find more, Quavos.com, Quevos. And again, they're on Shark Tank tonight on Channel 7 at 7 o'clock.
Loaning useful information each weekday. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
2020 was an incredibly challenging year for the restaurant industry. As we move toward February, there's some optimism as more places are reopening for indoor service. We welcome James Miller, Director of Operations at Four Star Restaurant Group here in Chicago. James, let's talk about reopening and what that looks like, because if you have businesses that have either been completely closed or they've just been doing carry out, it seems like there's some things that they have to ramp up in order to get back to that in place, you know, the dining indoors.
Yeah, there's a lot to get done in a short amount of time. And you know, with a moving target as far as when it's going to happen, if it's going to happen, you know, we're ready to go. We've been talking to our staff probably. We keep in contact with Molly since October to say, hey, as soon as we're ready to go, are you ready to go? And we've had an overwhelming response. Our team is tomorrow morning if we get the approval.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know. Everyone's got their fingers crossed. What do you do with all of the servers? I mean, are those just people that you recall? Do you end up having to hire new people and deal with some kind of a training regimen? What is that like?
We've kept kept a call list and kept in contact with them. These are our friends and our family that work with us. Like, we know directly where they are. We've been touching base with them. Are you coming back? Are you comfortable? Where do you sit? And almost everybody's ready to come back. We're going to have to do some hiring as it gets a little bit warmer into the season, but we're ready to go for this weekend.
Yeah, have you at all tried doing the outdoor dining in this rough weather, or did you just not even try that?
We did. We had tents at multiple of our locations. You know, it's fine when it's 45, in the mid-30s, but today it's cold. You can put as many heaters around a tent or near it, but this will be a welcome change to get people back in the indoors and enjoy a little bit of warmth here in Chicago.
Talk about the challenge of being open and then closed and then open and then closed, at least for indoor dining, that sort of roller coaster that you've been on.
You said it best, a roller coaster. You wake up every morning and you're like, how are we going to operate today? How do we keep as many people working as possible in a safe environment? And sadly, we've been through this. Someone's like, how are you going to be ready tomorrow? I'm like, we've had to do this two or three times now. So it's just a little bit of a change, but we're used to it at this point.
Oh, thanks so much. Good to talk with you. That's James Miller, Director of Operations for Four Star Restaurant Group, as it seems like more indoor dining is headed to Chicago, maybe even this weekend. If you missed any part of today's Noon Business Hour, we'll have the replay podcast available shortly at WBBMNewsRadio.com and the Radio.com app.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.